Over. Alrighty. Well, to start over, today is Sunday, March 6th, 2011. Another Lord's Day. This message that I received was rather interesting. I studied. This week was very busy. Very stressful. A lot going on. I didn't get to study a whole lot, which really allowed me to feel disconnected. And the bad thing was, is I didn't realize that until like Friday night. It's like, okay. I did study some, but I didn't study as much as I needed to. So when I did start studying for the message for today, I actually wrote 3/4 of this message Friday night. But I still didn't feel like that's where the Lord was leading me. Then I found some more notes and scriptures to add. And I thought, well, okay, I'll wait and see. Maybe I'll get something different for the message for today. So I saved my work and I went to bed. Yesterday was a very busy day with the baby shower and all that happened. And I pretty much just relaxed. And then last night, when I went to finish up the message, on Friday night I did the music too, so that was part of what I was doing to try to help get in the spirit. But last night when I finished up the message, well, actually Friday night when I went to bed, the Lord started speaking to me more on this message that I had written, because he had put a word on my heart, but I just didn't, I don't know, it wasn't touching me. So then when I went to go to bed, he started talking to me more and then led me that this message, for what this message was to turn into and how this message was to be delivered for today. And so I was grateful for that, because I pretty much had written it, but just didn't still yet understand where it was going to go. So I did find guidance and direction. I did feel led by the Holy Spirit to bring these words to you today. And our message today is going to be on growing up. A lot of us here are adults. We are mature in our ways. Some of us are older than others. But we have gone through a lot in our lives, and we have grown up physically. But we're not just going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about growing up spiritually. And that's something that we may not quite be, we may not have quite done yet. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Generally, in the life, as we grow older, hopefully, in a lot of ways, we also grow up. There's a difference. Obviously, being a child and growing up, you know, growing older, that's going to happen. But how many of us know adults that still act like children? They haven't really grown up, right? They haven't become responsible. They haven't become mature. They still want to live their life in their old ways. They still want to play, spend money in less responsible ways. You know, and there are those in their lives that, because of circumstances, have to grow up. My niece would be a good example of that. Being pregnant at a young age, she's going to have a child. She's going to be responsible for another life. So because of that situation, she's had to grow up. Maybe sooner than she originally had planned. The good news is that she already had begun changing and growing. And we were, and I know I was able to see that. So I know she'll be all right, and she'll continue to do what's necessary. She's become, you know, got a job, she's responsible, all those types of things. And she has a very good head on her shoulders, which is a good thing. But there are those that still, now to be young at heart is different. Let's understand that. I mean, I'm grown up. I'm spiritually mature. But that doesn't mean that I still don't crack up and have fun and act like a goofball sometimes. Because I do. It doesn't mean that I don't do childish things, because I do. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. There's a difference. And all these things make, all these things go together to lead and guide us, and so that we may enjoy this life that the Lord has given us, and so that we can impact others. It makes a difference. But God uses an infinite number of situations in process, in the process of helping us grow. There are a number of different ways that and situations that God brings into our lives where we are called to grow up. There's no avoiding it. Get him. None of these situations and none of these ways that the Lord, these things that the Lord uses, lead to instant growth. None of them lead to instant maturity. A lot of times it's a hard lesson learned. Amen. A lot of times it takes us, the Lord basically beating us over the head for us to realize and for us to surrender to him. Because we know that that's what we're called to do. We know that we can't stay as young babes forever. We may revert to that when we get older. Older people do end up wearing diapers when they get older, you know. But there is at some point that we have to grow up, and it is not an instant, just add water, poof, adult. Yeah, it's not something you can drink. We have to learn these lessons the hard way. And God does use them to continue to lead and guide us to him. It's a painstaking process that we have to endure. And it includes things such as waiting and failing, being misunderstood, and with a whole lot of perseverance thrown in. There's a lot that we must go through. But in these times of hurry, worry, and bury, we need to discover that the Lord is God, that he will be exalted in all these things, and that he is our stronghold. He's the one that we turn to. They're not always easy lessons. I'm still learning, even at 46. Well, 45 and a half. They're not always easy lessons learned. But we know that they are lessons that we are called to learn. And that to get us through, we have to continue to persevere and trust in the Lord and draw close unto him. Instead of bouncing from place to place and running a race called, you know, this race called life, instead of running it full blown, full speed ahead, there are times where we need to stop and to seek. There are times that we need to slow down, take a step back, seek God in our lives and in our hearts, and to grow the way he intends. Now Hebrews 5:12-14, the word says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which will be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Verse 13 says, For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What these scriptures tell us is that initially, when we come to the Lord, we have need of the milk. We feast on milk. We are babes. We are infants in the Word. We have to grow in righteousness and in knowledge of the Lord. Initially, feeding on the milk, as you would with an infant, that will last you quite a while. But eventually, you have to grow up. And you have to seek the meat of the word. Milk will no longer sustain you. Just like with a baby, with a child, as they grow up, milk will no longer sustain them. You have to move on to food at some point. We are the same way spiritually. When we are an infant in the Word, we can feast on the milk and that will be enough. Eventually, though, we are going to have a hunger for more. And when we get to that point, that's where we seek the meat of the Word. Now, being mature means to be fully developed, complete, and grown up. That's what mature means. It's a process of consistently moving toward emotional and spiritual adulthood. As we grow and as we mature and become adults, we may do things here and there to entertain ourselves, play with our grandkids, play with our children. Right? Cheat at hungry, hungry hippos. Beth. Right? We do those things for entertainment. But as an adult, that stuff does, you know, you, as an adult, if you sit down and do those things, people think there's something wrong upstairs. Because it's not how adults act. Emotionally, we have to grow up. We have to do the same spiritually. But in the process, we leave the childish and teenage habits and adopt a lifestyle when we are responsible for our own decisions, motives, actions, and consequences. Part of becoming mature, part of growing up. Maturity is the ability to develop and discern how to live appropriately and to change. To make decisions, to make good decisions. Maybe not, you know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But it's also called stability. You're not flitting from one thing to another. As a toddler, they have a very short attention span. They go from one thing to another to another. As an adult, we become a little less thrifty. I'm not going to say less adventurous, because there are a lot of people, even in their older years, that are very adventurous. And there's nothing wrong with that. But with that comes a different level of responsibility. And a lot of times, that's the difference between being mature and being immature. Good choices begin to replace wrong ones. Good choices begin to replace bad ones. Right? Marks of maturity, a few marks of maturity, I have six of them here, are concern for other that outweighs personal concern. How often, especially as mothers, do we put the needs of our children ahead of ourselves? I'm not saying that fathers don't either, Aaron, don't get me wrong. But I know many mothers that go without and many fathers that don't. Okay? Detection of the presence of evil before it's obvious. Okay, let's face it. You can tell when someone's lying. Okay? Do children have that ability? Generally not. That comes with age. It comes with having children and knowing that they're lying to you. Yeah, some adults can't even tell when they're lying. Self-discipline is another mark of maturity. Compassion and involvement, tempered emotions, and consistently growing in God's word. These are all marks of maturity. Ephesians 4:14-15 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. As we get older, we can see the deception before it's even presented. Right? We know what things to avoid. We know how to help other people. We know how to give the guidance and direction because of our life experiences. I would say for me, out of these six marks of maturity I just read to you, I have only an issue with only one that I'm still working on. And that would be the tempered emotions, because I still get angry. Right? But keep in mind, even Christ did. We do have our one faithful example. And, you know, if there was only one, there was only one. But when Christ threw out the money changers in the temple, he didn't do it nice. He wasn't nice about it. Make no mistake. He turned over the tables and kicked them out. But he did it in love. You can get angry, but the way or you can get upset or irritated, let's call it. But what you do with those feelings makes a difference. If they turn to anger and hatefulness, it's not a good thing. But if you're leading in love, that's a little different. And we know that's what Christ did. So we continue to strive for those ways the Lord instructs us to grow up. 1 Peter 3 says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as the brethren. Be pitiful and courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For that he will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, that his lip and his lips that they speak no guile, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. A lot of people think that they can justify their actions based on the actions of others, and that's incorrect. The word does say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not do unto others as they do to you. Right? You can't return railing for railing and evil for evil. It gets you nowhere. And surely and certainly does not lead others to the Lord. But we can always turn to the Lord to help us in those areas where we are weak. God will always hear our pleas, but sometimes the journey does seem unending. And that's where the perseverance comes in. That's where the Lord comes in, because he's our stronghold. It's through the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit that we continue to receive the power to keep us going and to keep us growing. Until we become like Jesus, fully conformed to his image. John 14 says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you a comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knowing him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. That's the promise Christ gave, that he would send the Holy Spirit to be with us and comfort us, helping us grow, helping us become more like Christ, being conformed in his image. Christ modeled the marks of maturity to perfection. Christ modeled the marks of maturity to perfection. There wasn't much that he didn't do to perfection, right? Hebrews 5:8 says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. How many times do we have to learn the hard lessons of life ourselves? Right? How often do we learn from the things that we've suffered, from the things that we've gone through? Generally, that's part of growing up. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. That's part of maturing. Being able to admit your mistakes is another part of it. But we must turn to the Lord and trust Him to give us hope beyond our immaturity, to help us with our unbelief, and to guard us from discouragement. He will allow us to realize how far we have to go, and also how far we have come by His grace alone. It's by His mighty hand, right? 2 Peter 1:13 says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." God reminds us of the things that we've been through. He reminds us that His mighty hand is on our lives. He reminds us that His grace is never very far from us. And because of those things, that helps us to endure, to continue on, to continue to persevere, to continue to grow up, to continue to seek Him in our lives. When we draw closer to Him and to Him alone, is the marks of being mature, is the marks of leading and guiding and doing the things that He would have us to do. And of course, the other thing to remember is that He will complete the good work He began in us until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." God never gives up on us. He corrects us. He strengthens us. He gives us the will to continue on, to go through all these things and to grow, to use it as an example to others, to be a help. But we're called to grow up and trust in Him. We can't be babes forever. We can't be sustained on the milk of the Word forever. Sooner or later, we have to turn to the meat. We have to seek a deeper relationship with the Lord. We have to seek a deeper level. We have to grow up and take our eternal life more seriously. We have to start considering those things and seeking them, trusting in God to do all the things that, you know, to lead and guide us. It's not long before we start to see how the Lord's mighty hand works in our heart, and then we begin to have a deeper desire for it, to draw closer unto Him and to seek His ways. No longer do we stay out with our friends to all hours of the night. We begin to change. We desire to go to bed on Saturday night and get our rest so that on Sunday we can be in the Lord's house, singing His praises and drawing close unto Him. During the week, we may find that no longer do we watch every single TV show that we once watched. We start to turn the TV off a little more, spend a little more quality time with the family, have family game night, spend more time in the Word, seeking more of the Lord and less of this world. That is a mark of growing up. That's a mark of maturity. Knowing your responsibilities, planning your day, planning the things that you need to do, and still drawing close unto the Lord, because that's going to be what's within your heart. If you seek a relationship with God, that desire to know Him better is going to increase, right? And you seek the meat. No longer are you feasting on the milk. It no longer sustains you. You have to move to something different. It's time to grow up. It's time to take your relationship with the Lord to a deeper level. And to understand that it's not going to be long, the Lord's going to be back. and knowledge and guidance is what's needed in order to endure all these things, but that it's by the mighty hand of the Lord that we are sustained and that we are strengthened. My final thought to you today is that Christian growth comes through hardcore, gutsy perseverance, applying what you hear and obeying it. That's how Christian growth comes. Persevering, applying what you hear, obeying what you know, trusting in the Lord for all things. I encourage you to review your relationship with the Lord and seek the meat. Seek a deeper relationship with Him and draw closer unto Him. You won't be disappointed. I don't think anybody ever says, oh, I shouldn't have read my Bible. I should have watched. I missed the race. Missed the football game because I was reading. Spending time at church. It's time to grow up. It's time to seek more of Him. It's time to remember His statutes, His commands, and actually apply them in our lives so that we may be more like Him, growing in righteousness. Amen? That's a word for today. Does anybody have any thoughts or questions, anything to add? All hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.